Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a brand new episode of Pushing Media. Feels like it's been forever, but it's only been a week for some sort of reason. Don't know why it feels like that. But I'm joined by the owner of Peak Esports, Pete Canny.
Hey guys, I'm Canny. You're right, boys.
If you guys did see the tweet, blame Mikey. He definitely got that one wrong. But nevertheless, to start it off correctly, we are joined by Alfie, or London Alfie, as you guys know him, and he is the owner of London Esports.
Hi, you're right, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Nah, of course, man. So for the people that don't know, yeah? So I feel like I don't know. We've never had a conversation, to be honest. So this This is the first time, so it's interesting. Just give the chat and myself a little bit of background information on you and who you are.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm the sort of founder and director of London Esports. London Esports are a UK esports organisation. I hope people have heard of us. I guess that's the whole point of it. We started back in
2017.
Yep, yeah. October 2017 is when we sort of first started, and we're going from, I guess, from strength to strength from there, and just trying to do our bit for the UK scene, I guess.
I respect it. Okay, I think my cam's messing up. Is my cam messing up?
Oh, okay, a bit glitchy.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we good?
I think you're good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully no more mess-ups. For you guys at home as well, it was delayed, hence my connection and my internet was off. Virgin Media, just doing Virgin Media things, but that's why my camera and my voice are going to be a little bit glitchy from time to time, because I don't know what's going on with the internet, but we'll try power through as we always do. So awesome, man. Starting in 2017, and what drove you to do this?
So the original plan was we were sort of fairly a Dota organization, which is obviously a different game. Growing up, I played Dota quite a bit, and we kind of wanted to play semi-professionally, if you want to call it that, but we just weren't ever good enough. So it's one of those, the antidote, if you can't learn, teach, or whatever, I can't remember what it is, but because we weren't good enough to play Dota, we thought we would just create a team that can, you know, maybe harness some talent and basically take their success. Mm-hmm. So we started London Esports with the hopes of UK Dota in mind and Dota in general. And we didn't really see it kind of scaling to sort of where it is now. It wasn't like, we didn't start it to be this big UK esports, not that we are bigger, but like to try and grow to be a big esports organization or a global esports organization or anything. We just sort of wanted to have a 5-man Dota team and play some small tournaments and just sort of have fun. After a few months, it went really well. And then we sort of changed what we wanted to do with it. And that's when we decided that we wanted to actually make a full blown esports organization and start introducing new games. We had a change of management, if you want to call it that, back in start of 2018, around that time when we brand Billwin. And from there, we sort of really started fully invested into it and picking up. That's when we started getting to Counter-Strike, and I think that's where we got to start 100% in Counter-Strike, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's when you guys first popped up on the radar. Was I think one of your wins you had at Epic LAN?
Not
was
Epic,
it a win?
We've never won.
I know you had a win to me.
We won ESL Prem.
Okay, that's the one.
Yeah, so what basically happened was back into 2018, we picked up a Counter-Strike team. And yeah, so that was like December time. We won Grosvenor Epic. It's called Grosvenor Epic Clan. That's probably where it's going. Won Grosvenor with Epic Clan. They were hosting it together. And that was sort of like the first start. And then we went and won ESL Prem. And that was sort of like back-to-back wins. So we got on, like I said, like a lot of people's radars from winning those sort of back-to-back events. Especially seen as Endpoint was sort of the dominant force in Counter-Strike at that point. So we kind of took down that rank as like the number one UK CS team. Mm-hmm. And then, what happened was our Counter-Strike team left us and went to, Fierce, as they were. And we obviously got picked up a different team in Counter-Strike. And I'm still not sure how to have, like, to date how it happened, but we then went on to win Insomnia, do really well in Advance and sort of continue to be strong and still be the number one UK CS team.
Awesome.
I think definitely CS was what kind of put us on the radar, as you said, and got us our start and allowed us to grow off of something.
Now, you're no longer in CSGO as it stands. Is that something that you plan to return to maybe? Or
yeah, I love CSGO. I love playing it. I love watching it. I think it's one of the best esports out there. At the moment, I think the UK scene's a bit rough to invest into. Like, we've had opportunities and we've spoke to people, but I just can't at the moment see a benefit of investing, especially into UK CSGO. There's been some changes in terms of like ESL UK and not knowing where the Prem is going to sit and whether that's going to stay around. And I don't think there's actually too many tournaments cropping up about CSGO apart from just Insomnias and Epic Clans, which I think at the moment, like I said, we're not too sure sort of that the investment into it, whether it's worth. So we're going to keep looking and hope that something crops up, or maybe we can go European wise, but we're always looking, and I hope we do get back into Counter-Strike, because like I said, it's the most fun to watch for us.
Awesome, man. A quick thing to you guys in the chat as well, of course, as always, we will be taking questions. So if you guys do have any questions for Sir Alfie over here, just feel free to drop them in. Try to keep them related and PG, as we're going to skip, obviously, the non-PG stuff, because I know you guys get a little bit wild. So any questions, just feel free to drop them. And obviously, if he doesn't want to answer, well, he ain't going to answer your questions, so deal with it. But moving forth, the esports that you guys are currently in, League of Legends and Smash Ultimate. So to touch up firstly on Smash Ultimate, this is something I know nothing about. I've never followed this esport. And to be honest, until you just said it, I wasn't even sure it was a complete thing.
Smash Ultimate, is a very... the community in Smash Ultimate is massive. And there's not that many UK teams that are currently involved in Smash Ultimate, and I'm not too sure why. I think it's because it doesn't get much limelight in terms of UK scale. Like, it's not an Epic Clan, it's not an Insomnia. It's local tournaments weekly, it's local events monthly, and they're not massive prize pools. They're not, but like, the community in it is insane, and it's really good. They're really tight knit, and a lot of our growth has come from Smash Ultimate. So we currently have 4 players in our roster for Smash Ultimate. And you've got to remember, Smash Ultimate is divided into either singles or doubles. So at an event, at one point, we could have 4 players entering under the LDN name. And we also we have some 4 of the best players in the UK, in my personal opinion, obviously. They got top 7 in the official rankings. All of them were in the top 7. 3 of them were in the top 7. 1 of them's top 15. So we're really strong in terms of competing, and we hope sort of 2020 to become all top 10 and push to sort of cement ourselves as like the number one team in Smash Ultimate, which I think we currently are, I would say. And I do sort of hope that teams come in and challenge us and invest more into it. And I know there's some people in here now. Canny's here telling them to get into Smash Ultimate and help the scene.
Awesome, man. There is a few questions from the chat. So before we talk about League of Legends, we'll take a few of these questions. Basman Dota, I'm going to go with, said, why did he not iron his green screen? I was going to skip that, but it's just funny.
Can you iron a green screen? I don't know.
I don't think you can. So
it's just folded. It works when it actually is green screened out. But I'll go downstairs and iron it afterwards.
Just for you.
Just for him.
EG's in it. A shout out to you, Ruben, my guy. You know what it is. Will you pick up a Call of Duty team for the EG season 2? Will you let me cast a London team?
I really do like the Call of Duty esports scene. When I'm not the biggest sort of knowledge wise into it, I don't really know. I play Call of Duty, obviously, but I've never really been involved. In a Call of Duty esports. Yeah. So, for me, I've definitely DM'd people before about Call of Duty, especially at the last event that EEG ran and the CDL London and Minnesota and all that. And we were in discussion with some teams. For me, the issue at the moment is not knowing enough about the scene in terms of who is actually a good pickup. I get DMs from people telling me all about their PP points, and I don't know what that means and how that scales, and everyone tells me they're the best team and they're going to win everything. It's hard to understand what it means. So if we were going to get into the Call of Duty scene ever, then we'd probably start with hiring like a Call of Duty manager who knows what he's doing. Maybe pushing that. Hopefully one day you'll see us in Call of Duty.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, it does really, I'm like, I don't mind a trip to Malta. I wouldn't mind going to Malta. It's a bit sunny there.
Malta is a beautiful place. Yeah, it is a beautiful place. So
maybe
I can vouch for that one. I can vouch for that one. There you go, Ruben. So he needs a good team. So if you want him in EG Season 2, send a good team his way and make sure they are good.
And when we say good, we mean winning the event good. We don't want anything but W's.
Are you still working with GG Merch?
GG Merch, yeah. So I'm, I own GG Merch. I own part of GG Merch.
Awesome.
So it's an apparel company I started that specifies in esports merch. I felt that during my time with London and stuff, I found that there's not really many apparel companies that I trust or believe sort of followed in the.
Amen.
The dream of what an esports organization work with. So I decided that enough's enough and I'll do it myself. And we've been going for a couple of months and got a good amount of teams on board and everyone's happy with the quality and the deal that we work with them and stuff. So if anyone's watching that needs some esports apparel, come to me.
Quick plug. Yeah. I like that. I mean, well, I like the way you approach that, to be honest. If you don't, you know, if you're not happy with what they're giving you, do it yourself.
Yeah, and
I think a lot of people can learn from that.
Yeah, like I said, like we definitely went down the angle of, because from my experience of actually owning an organization, like what would I want from an apparel company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think we have like the best possible thing out there in terms of apparel companies, and I just hope that it carries on growing like it is, and people sort of get on board with it. Yeah,
man, I respect that. Nick Lethals, Alfie, I need to talk to you later about Smash when you're free.
Chuck me a DM, mate, and then let's chat.
Nicky needs to talk to you about Call of Duty teams. So, hand in hand. Pete Canny, or should we say London, Alfie? What went wrong against Peak at Epic Land, and did you enjoy seeing your jersey in a bin?
Epic Land was a write-off. We don't condone losing to anyone, but Peak especially. No, that's just unacceptable. That's why they were dropped straight after. The jersey in the bin was a bit rough to see. You know,
what was that about?
He tweeted a picture out of one of our jerseys in a bin at Epic Land that he took. So it was a bit sad.
I expected more from you, Canny.
I know it's low blows, but We'll make up for it when we smash them tonight. 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And that's our next topic. You'll be playing Peak Esports in the League of Legends. Which UK is it?
UK EL, yeah.
UK EL. Because I know there's two of them going about, so I always get confused because literally just one letter the difference. So
yes.
UK EL. You was in the first season as well, right? Or
wasn't, no.
You it wasn't, was so you just got to first... in a second.
Yeah, so this is our first ever... League of Legends league tournament ever. So this is our first step into having a team in League of Legends. So it's sort of a momentous day for us. Hopefully it can be a day we look back in the records book when we're pushing up high in the division.
I'm sure you'll win tonight.
easy start.
Yeah, sorry, Kenny.
So yeah, we got Peak at 8 PM, so in 20 minutes. Obviously hope to start off with a win. Can't really complain with a win. So, yeah, I'm confident. So we've just got to hope for the best.
That's right. All right. So talk to me, League of Legends. Then, how did this all form and come about? Is this something you play, or is it something that you're new to?
To me, I'm new to it. Like I said, I grew up playing Dota, which is like the opposite of this, a compare of League of Legends. So we wanted to get in League of Legends for a while now. If you knew how, like, if you sort of understand how we work in London esports, like me personally, we won't get into a sort of esports scene just sort of willy nilly. I'm looking at the scene from about, I was DMing people about League of Legends probably about a year ago. It's not something we just sort of jump into. Like I said, in our research, everything, so I know what's going on. The last season of UK EL happened and we skipped it for a reason. It was like, okay, we're not ready yet. let's see how this goes. Let's see if UK EL was a sort of going to be a thing that actually lasts. It's a real thing because it was the first season. It wasn't like officially supported. Mm-hmm. It could have been one of the things that could have just died. It couldn't have been well received, but it was really well received. It got sponsored by MSI. It had really good teams in it to compete with, and it went really well. So when it came around the second time and I saw that there were exception registrations, I put forward obviously our registration and got accepted into it, and here we are. And I think I got two of the best in the scene as managers behind us, in Jakey and Sam as Manimal, who have got sort of a wealth of knowledge in the UK League of Legends scene, and they've really built us like a roster that's, again, a bit biased, but they will win UK EL. And it's sort of that, or that's not anything other than the first place is just not good enough. And I think all the boys see that as well. So we're really confident going ahead of it. And hopefully we can just play on what we know we can do and, yeah, take the W's.
Awesome, man. So when you put this, what was it again? Well, when you signed up for it, or when you put your recommendation through to join it, do you have a team then, or...?
No, we just sort of we just sort of said we're interested in joining the scene. Like I said, if we wasn't involved in that, then we would have probably waited another season again and waited another 6 months. But they gave us a registration from there. As soon as we got the DM, as soon as I got a DM from the UK EL guy saying that you're in, I went straight away, started looking for people to sort of build a squad, because I wasn't the one who's going to build a squad, because I said I don't know too much about League of Legends. So I only took a couple of days, managed to convince Jakey to come out of retirement after his enclave duties, and sort of convinced him, I think, with just the project that we have here and the fact that UK EL isn't where we want to be. We want to win UK EL, go to UK LC, and really put in a big shift in the sort of the proper, the first tier UK League of Legends league, if you want to call it that. And sort of just... yeah, have a story arc of, you know, coming in from the bottom and winning the second division and going straight to UKLC and putting in a challenge. And I think the plan is to come top three in the UKLC in the next split. So that's what we're aiming to do. And it starts off with this UKL season. So we'll get through the first few months, win this and go from there, I think is the plan.
Mm-hmm. So not knowing a lot about the game, are you going to struggle tonight watching it?
I've been playing it quite a bit to get involved. I've been trying to play it, but I think I will struggle a little bit. But from my Dota experience, I think I understand what's going on when there's a big mess. It might just take me a second more to realise, but I'm hoping to learn more. Like I said, I'm playing it a lot more. I'm trying to stream it to give me a reason to play it. And I just need to learn more. And hopefully watching them will teach me, I guess.
I think it's a fairly easy game to pick up on. You just have to know the right stuff, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I play it a lot myself, so I know how confusing it is when you first start.
I think the main thing to learn is obviously what the champions' abilities are. So when I play it, for example, I'll be sitting in lane and some champion will run at me from the jungle, and I don't know what's going to happen because I don't know if
they're right. Yeah, you don't know their spells and everything.
Yeah, so I just run away. I don't know if they. It could be anyone. I just run away. So. It's just obviously learning what you could do. So I think, just got to play it more and hope someone can carry me and stuff. So, yeah.
I get that. Your Twitter as well, London Esports. Actually, you as well, what I've seen, you're one follower off 2,000 on your Twitter.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I'll go and follow him.
Yeah, give me that one follower, please.
Someone is that one
follower?
I think it's one follower.
Oh, it is. No, isn't it? It's one follower of 1.2. Sorry, it's one follower.
Oh, is it? Okay, we'll go give him 1.2 somewhere.
I was about to say 2K. I was like, oh, that's jumped up a lot.
But what you are on 2K is currently the London Esports Twitter page. You're on 2,938.
6, you're 3K.
So you're close. Yeah. You're very, very close.
Yep.
So when you say it took you long to get where you are now, from starting in 2017 to obviously where you are now, would you say it's been like a hard grind? Or?
I say yeah. I think in the first 6 months of, like I said, of starting London Esports, our Twitter page probably didn't have more than 100 followers. It really grew massively when we entered the Counter-Strike scene, and we started winning. That's when we started getting I think over the 4 month period that we started and won the two events, we gained over 1,000 followers or something. It was pretty much just the whole of the UK Counter-Strike scene following us. Another big boost was when we announced the SteelSeries partnership. I think there was a lot of sort of hype around that because it's the first time SteelSeries has sponsored a team or partnered with a team in the UK. So it was, like I said, it was a kind of a big thing, and we had some giveaways and stuff. And obviously giveaways, as people know, are an easy way to get followers. So when we had a giveaway where we gave away a SteelSeries headset, that kind of grew the Twitter following. And it's just been sort of steady. Like, again, we announced something last week when working with like the Rocket League team Pulse, and you know, that gave us like 200 followers and stuff overnight. And it's just slowly growing, and we hope to sort of end the year on, you know, 1,000 more, 2,000 more, hopefully, sort of closing on that 5,000 mark. Yeah, definitely.
So, is there any plans when you hit 3,000? Yeah, like a.
No, I don't think so. The followers, personally, for me, followers aren't like a massive thing. Like, it's obviously good for brand awareness and talking to partners and stuff and things, but I'm not really like overly a numbers guy. Personally, what matters more to me is, I guess, the sort of like the community we're building, and if there was any numbers I care about, it's sort of like the replies and like the likes and stuff, and seeing that people actually care about what we're doing. Like, for example, just looking at our Twitter page now, we had when we announced our League of Legends roster, I think we got, again, I might be wrong here, but competing with some of the UK LC teams in terms of like retweets and likes and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, like there's some teams around us that are bigger than us who are getting this. And I think that just proves to us that there's actual community behind us and people who are interested in what we're building here. And that's where we want to structure on and sort of give back to those who support us and sort of become the team that people can actually follow and stuff. And that's the sort of what we're trying to build here.
I respect that. So you talked about your sponsorship and partnership with SteelSeries. That's the only one you have, yeah?
Yes. Official partner, yeah. SteelSeries. Okay.
How did that all come about?
It's a long road. It was, I think it was after we had just won Insomnia. So we just come back. I think it was our sort of third or fourth LAN we've won in that year. And it was already like March. And it was sort of a good period. Obviously, we were on a hot streak. We were sort of pretty much winning every LAN we went to. And except for the Epic LAN before Candy brings it up. they saw us win Insomnia. I met the guy there. We had a nice chat. He sort of loved the sort of vision that we had in terms of what we wanted to build and where we wanted to go. And it was a long, probably about 6 months of conversations. But we maybe before four, five, 6 months like that, and then it was just a lot of back and forth and a lot of what we wanted and what they wanted, and setting obviously our KPIs and what we can do together. And now we've got a really good relationship with SteelSeries, and there's a lot coming up that I don't think I'm allowed to say yet. That's going to be really interesting. I think obviously everyone knows that SteelSeries are sponsoring the Insomnia. Sort of LAN hall, which is like the BOIC stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of sort of content, a lot of stuff we can do there with SteelSeries, which is going to be really cool, and hopefully sort of take over Insomnia. So we have a lot of cool stuff coming up. We have stuff in the pipeline as well, which again, I can't really talk too much about, but stuff with which provides like a way for people to actually watch a London esports game in public at a bar or like one of the pubs. So one of the things we really want to do in 2020 is increase sort of like the footfall into a place to watch ourselves and again grow that sense of community and stuff. So yeah, everyone look out for maybe somewhere in London soon where we can maybe watch a UK EL game. So I could say, yeah,
I like that, man. I like that.
Should be really good.
Is there any other talks or plans of getting other partnerships or sponsors or anything?
There's always talks. always talks. I don't like I don't like talking about Earl. It's that even people inside the organization, if you ask anyone that sort of plays for us or works for us, I won't tell anyone anything. Because I really don't like jinxing it. I really don't like.
I mean, if you want to keep it quiet, that's absolutely fine. It's understandable.
Yeah,
we got
things in the pipeline, but yeah, I just don't like jinxing it. Otherwise, I'd.
I'd say that. Do you have your driving license yet?
Have I got my driving license?
Yeah. Did you never tell people when your test was like what day?
Joe, I told people like the first. I told people the first two times and I failed both the first two times, and then the third time.
Okay, I get it.
I passed it. So it's like
such a big superstition as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the extra pressure. Like if I tell someone I'm talking to like this company, then everyone's like, "Oh, you're talking. What's happening?" And then like they go quiet. I feel like I feel like I'm not to blame, even though it's like not my fault. I'm like, that's fine for it. I just don't like to tell anyone bad news. So I just sort of keep it to myself. So everyone's in the dark, even those at London. But yeah, I had some really good recent, got some loads of calls this week, and hopefully, so over the next few months, there's a lot going to be going on. So it's exciting times.
Yeah, man, I respect that. You touched up earlier, you said the word content. Now, I'm wondering for 2020, is that a big part of your plan for London, as in content?
Yeah, content is something that we thought we lacked on over the last couple of years. We never really went out of our way to create content, or never really went out of our way to produce content that people can relate to us further on. So 2020, we started off pretty strong. We announced Max as a content creator for us, who's a Rocket League YouTuber. I think he's got 100,000 subscribers, 15,000 Twitter followers, so he's pretty decent size for us in terms of numbers and stuff like that. So he's going to be really heading up a lot of our Rocket League content and such, and sort of performing for himself, obviously helping himself and what we can do with him, and also allowing us to have content on our channels and our Twitch. And we have some actual content creators being announced probably this week with the announcement of our jerseys, which haven't been seen by anyone yet, I don't think. As Kenny's got a picture of that in the bin as well. We got like an announcement this week of our brand new jerseys for 2020. We did a media day on Saturday and got a lot of content for the next few months. So this week's going to be exciting. Two more content creators and our brand new jersey. So I'm really excited to finally show it, because I leaked it today by accident. But I don't think anyone noticed. By accident, I leaked it, yeah. I sort of scheduled a tweet, or I signed off on a scheduled tweet, and it had a match day. I had a graphic for the peak game, and it had one of our League of Legends players in the new jersey. But I noticed after like 2 minutes after it went up, and we took it down. So hopefully no one saw it. Because it got leaked. But jeez, it's a really cool, like it's my favorite jersey we've ever had.
Is this your 2020 jersey?
2020, I think everyone, it is really cool. And
is it one or two?
We have different variations, but we're gonna release them later down the line, sort of.
Well, that's what I mean. So you got one, but different sort of colors as well.
Yeah. So, the one we're announcing on, I don't know what day it's gonna be this week. Sometime this week. It's my favorite jersey we've ever had. I think everyone's going to like it. I really do hope everyone's going to like it. So I'm interested to see what everyone thinks when we announce it. I hope people like it as much as I do.
Are these going to be available to buy as well?
We can make them available to buy. Yeah, go on.
There you go, guys. I've got some London jerseys coming out now. Just call me the negotiator. Don't worry. So with content being a big part of your future now going into 2020, are you allowed to touch up, or can you touch up? Obviously, you don't have to if you want to keep it a secret. Can you touch up on what sort of content you're sort of aiming towards, per se? Or
yeah, so we want to mix a mixture of like content in terms of gaming videos and such, as because obviously that's our background, and content in terms of in real life videos as well.
Yeah.
So we've signed. We've got Pulse Max on board, who's again a Rocket League creator. But the idea we pitched to him, and the reason he wanted to join us, was the idea of doing sort of real life content and sort of building on his brand as a personality instead of just a guy who plays Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
And as well with the new content creators that we're bringing in, we want to expand on their sort of brand and personality and actually make them sort of grow in that sense as well, because I think there's obviously a roof you hit with sort of gaming content. Yeah. I think you really need to push for your content. So we definitely did a lot more in real life stuff. Like I said, we started Pulse London recently as well. On Saturday, I think we announced it, which is like a collaboration of all the UK Rocket League, the best UK Rocket League players, or talent, should we say. And there's a lot we're going to do with them in terms of like content and in real life content. So hopefully there's a lot that we have. And if anyone has any ideas, then just let me know. It'd be good to see what people see. Yeah.
Never mind. Guys, it is nearing 8 o'clock now, and this man does have to go and watch his new League of Legends team smash peak out of the water tonight. So we'll be taking the last few questions in the chat now before I'm done with him and you guys are done with him, because it's a big night over at London. He's excited. Look at him.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't get in trouble with Kenny. I hope he's going to join me on the viewing. We're having a live... Well, I can plug it, actually. We're having a live...
Plug whatever you want, man.
We're having a live Discord viewing of the game. So we're going to all jump on a call in the London Esports Discord, and hopefully have everyone talking about the game, and sort of going through like what they think and stuff, and just having a sort of all of a get together and watch the game together and all talk about what they think. So can I link stuff in here? Can I link the Discord?
Bro, do what you want, man.
Okay.
100%, bro.
I'm not logged into Twitch. Embarrassing.
100%, man. This is your podcast, bro. This is all
I'm
about
send, you. I send it to your Discord. I sent it to you on Discord if you can link it for me. Thank you.
I will send that in there.
Come join us. How many people? I think there's a few people in there waiting already. So it'd be good to meet everyone and come watch the game with us. And hopefully Kenny comes with us if he's still in the chat. And I can hear his live reaction to when we marching down his mid lane.
Jesus Christ, the confidence. I love it, man. I love it. Guys, that link in the chat is for the live viewing of the Discord of the League of Legends match, for the London Discord, if you guys want to go and watch the live game against Peak Esports. And 4 minutes to be exact. Is it doing picks and bans in 4 minutes, or is the match actually starting?
I think it's picks and bans in four minutes, I imagine. Yeah, okay, I don't know what's the current state. Oh, Bulldog. Oh, so, yeah, I guess it's like a break to wait, and then they pick some bands and stuff.
Okay, awesome. In terms of, just before you go, YouTube and Twitch and all that stuff, obviously you've talked on content. YouTube's going to be a lot more active. Do you have any plan for Twitch and the live streaming side of things moving forward?
Yeah, 100%. We want to do a lot more on there, and there's stuff we have planned for the UKL that we want to do sort of starting next week, and getting our content creators to stream more in there, and a lot more like events and community nights and stuff that again brings people together and such like that. So definitely follow us on Twitch if you haven't already, and sort of look out for that sort of stuff.
And the last thing, apparel, apart from your jerseys, will you start to release like normal London apparel, is it just normal wear?
That is a good question. So I'm gonna be a bit secretive and just say there's some things going on behind the scenes that I think haven't been done in the UK scene before. That I think is gonna sort of change the way it works in the UK. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I don't want to say too much, but we'll have to wait and see.
Awesome, man. I actually lied to you right there. I do have one more question. It just sprung to my mind. Esports, further esports. You talked on card. Obviously, you've got LoL and Smash. Any other esports that you guys may potentially be going into, or that you yourself would like to go into? There was a question earlier about R6, but I want to know about all of it.
Rainbow Six, yeah. So, again, we've looked into Rainbow Six. I love the Rainbow Six sort of scene. I'd love to get into Rainbow Six. Again, it's a sort of similar situation to Counter-Strike, I think, at the moment, where I'm not sure in terms of like the benefits, etc., etc. And again, I've been speaking to teams for like the last year, and we've never really got involved in it, which I guess shows that unlike League of Legends, where we was ready to sort of chop the nail. We haven't done it, so there's a reason that I saw from Mikey, he said about getting into a Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League is 100%.
Why? Okay. You must come out of him.
100% Rocket League is like the go. Like if I could right now just sort of throw money at someone, it'd be Rocket League. And I love Rocket League. Like I play Rocket League. I'm pretty close to the highest rank in the game. Pretty good at it. I sound pretty good. I think I'm boosted, but I think again, Rocket League is probably my favorite. One of my favorite esports to watch. I think it's just for like the 5 minutes. It's so exciting. It's such a good spectator sport. So I really want to get into Rocket League. And like I said, we've been talking to people and stuff like that, but I don't know when or how we'll get involved in it. Whether it's at like I said, we're not ones to sort of start at a bottom of a table or something. We want to go straight into get the wins and stuff. So yeah. That also comes at a price sometimes, and it's just whether we can get the right team for the right price. And like I said, yeah, Rocket League is, I imagine by the end of 2020 or so, you'll see us in the Rocket League eSport. Definitely.
Awesome, man. And I'd like to you once again, top three of your favorite eSports to watch.
Top three of my favorite eSports to watch. Yeah. Good question. Rocket League, I'd say, is probably number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Counter-Strike is probably number two. And it's going to be controversial. But because I haven't watched much League of Legends, or before, I'm not going to put it top three, but I've watched a lot of Dota. I've been to Germany to watch it in LAN, so I'm going to put Dota number three. But hopefully I get sort of suckered in by the League of Legends bug, and I'm watching it tonight, and like I said, I'm trying to play it, and hopefully I can get sucked in and go to more events, but
I'm pretty sure you will. It's an easy game to get sucked into.
Like I said, it definitely seemed to be very easy, so I'm looking forward to watching it tonight, and hopefully we go from there.
Awesome, man. Well, it is 8 o'clock, one past eight, so I'm pretty sure you're going to be starting soon. So for tonight, I wish you the best of luck. And of course, I appreciate you taking the time out and coming on Pushing Media to talk to us. And of course, to get yourself out there as well. Just before you go, feel free to plug yourself. Where can we find you? Where can we find London Esports? Everything. Go ahead.
Well, my Twitter's been linked already, I think. So it's LDN Alfie. The LDN _ Alfie, that is. The London Esports one is LDN _ Esports. Twitch is / London Esports on full. You'll find it just on our website. You'll find us if you want to find us.
Awesome, man. Guys, make sure you go and follow there. We see Mikey put him in the chat. Make sure you go follow London Esports. They're very close to 3,000 followers. And of course, Alfie's very close to 1.2 on his own. If you guys are fans of League of Legends, the Discord link that I sent in is a Discord link to the London Esports Discord, where you can now go over there and watch the live playoff match against Peak Esports in the, I'm going to get it wrong, the UK EL. I'm so tempted to say the UK EL. So go ahead and watch that with these guys. It's going to be a fantastic match. And of course, if you're a League of Legends fan, it's always a fantastic match. But apart from us over on Pushing Media, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. And of course, thank you to all the questions that have been given to Alfie. And thank you to Alfie yet again for coming on and taking the time out of the day to talk to us. Guys, 100%, man. Guys, we have a fantastic guest next week. You do not want to miss it because it's going to be awesome. But apart from that, we'll see you all next week.